And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower, which is the name of this segment. I entitled this dipper, Common Sense is Common Again. It's like we're suddenly allowed to talk about this stuff. And I'll tell you, you know, the left, I said earlier, the left is constantly finding itself on the wrong side of everything. And one of the things that I think the gender fluid, you know, gender ideology, transgenderism movement has just kind of worn out its welcome. I get it that there are people who have predilections and things that they're going to do in their own time. And I, as much as I hurt for them and I wish they wouldn't, I can see that that is going to happen. But what's happened, the twist we've had is when it began to be forced down everybody else's throat. And we were compelled to have to participate with them. And when then, and that's like a, it's not common sense. When they begin to thrust it down onto children and have children who are minors who can't even get a driver's license suddenly have their lives altered forever. Well, how much time do I have, JP? Do I have enough time for this? I'm not sure if I have time for this.
Got about 2 minutes.
This is going to be tight. But I got to tell you, J.K. Rowling, the author of all the Harry Potter books, she has been a warrior on this stuff. It's amazing how much heat she took, and she just kept on taking it. She wrote something on X that I thought was so profound that I want to read the whole thing, and I hope I have time for it. But it's pretty lengthy, so y'all bear with me. But I'm going to read this, all credit to J.K. Rowling. All right, you ready? She says, this why do you care about a tiny fraction of the population line is always and always was utterly ridiculous. Says gender ideology has undermined freedom of speech, scientific truth, gay rights, and women's and girls' safety, privacy, and dignity. It's also caused irreparable physical damage to vulnerable kids. Nobody voted for it. The vast majority of people disagree with it. Yet it has been imposed top-down by politicians, healthcare bodies, academia, sections of media, celebrities, and even the police. Its activists have threatened and enacted violence on those who've dared to oppose it. People have been defamed and discriminated against for daring to question it. Jobs have been lost, lives have been ruined, all for the crime of knowing that sex is real and it actually matters. When the smoke clears, it will only be too evident that this was never about a so-called vulnerable minority, notwithstanding the fact that some very vulnerable people have been harmed. The power dynamics underpinning our society have been reinforced, not dismantled. The loudest voices in the entire fiasco have been people insulated from the consequences by their wealth and status. They're not likely to find themselves locked in a prison with a 6'4" rapist who decided his name is now Dolores. They don't know what state-funded rape crisis centers look like, nor do they ever frequent the high street changing rooms. They simper on their talk show sofas about nasty far-right bigots who don't want penises swinging around in the girls' showers, secure in the knowledge that their private pool remains a safe place as it always was. I'm telling you, she goes on. She says, those who benefited most from gender ideology are men, trans-identified or not. Some have been rewarded for cross-dressing their kink by accessing spaces previously reserved for women. Others have parlayed their delicious new victim status into an excuse to threaten, assault, and harass women. And she goes on to talk about all the non-trans-identified lefty bros who found a magnificent platform from which to display their impeccably progressive credentials. But then she goes on to say, false equivalence and circular arguments from your X feeds, the day is fast approaching when you're going to want to pretend you never were participating in this and you never believed it. I'm telling you, y'all, common sense is getting common again. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southern U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about down yonder in the prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. Yes, and even big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, we got a lot of stuff going on here at Right Side Media. So if you're not familiar, Right Side Media is the parent company of Right Side Radio. Right Side Media is, you know, like, got a whole bunch of stuff going on. So Right Side Radio is only one of our productions. You guys that are our audience, all you Right Side ruffians, you might want to know what else we got going. So if you're not familiar, we got multiple podcasts. Three new editions of the podcast came out this week already. Four came out. Emily Jones, Moms for Liberty. She hosts one called The Controversial Mom. It came out on Sunday. I have one called The Right Philosophy. It came out on Wednesday. Jared Hudson, a former Navy SEAL, has a great one called The Liberty Minute that comes out on Thursday. And then Birdman has one called Right Click that came out today. So all these things are on our website. I want to encourage you guys to check it out. It's rightsidemedia.org. And then it's also on our YouTube page and others. And like the YouTube page, as a matter of fact, has a ton of other stuff, all the shorts and the other videos that JP helps put together because he's our production manager. So check it all out. It's worth it. Man, we got so much going on here. It's makes my head swim sometimes. Had a staff meeting today, and we spent an hour just, you know, getting through all the little details that make Right Side Media so cool. But I'm just stoked to be a part of it. And I will say this. Next week, the Right Side store is live with brand new merchandise. My podcast this week is called Bulletproof Influence. One of our new merch items that we're about to have in the Right Side store is a highball glass that has an embedded bullet in the side of the glass, and it says Right Side Media, Bulletproof Influence, engraved in the glass. And I think it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So you might want to check that out. But we are doing this. Those of you that get our Right Side Report, the daily email news blast that we send out, that has all our stuff in it, they are going to get first dibs at things that are in the Right Side store, the merch store, when it goes live next week. So that'll be happening early next week. If you want to get in the newsletter real quick, you sure can. All you got to do is go to our text line, 833-687-4448. Just text the single word newsletter. You'll get an automatic invitation. A lot of you are already, we have thousands already involved with the newsletter. But if you're not, get on it, because next week the merch store goes live and merch goes first to people with the Right Side Report newsletter. All right, that's enough of our stuff. Let me go to the phones, because I see he's on there, Jeff Rowe from Indiana. Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm almost Kentucky, bud. I'm doing great today.
Wow. Wow. You must have gotten that sky crane to lift you up and carry you half the way.
I wouldn't even need one today. It's flying on Friday for a change. It's a miracle.
Wow. What do you think about all this stuff, man? By the way, did you hear me reading J.K. Rowling's thing about gender ideology and how it's actually been just devastating so much?
Yeah. I mean, it's she's horrible, isn't she? I mean, my gosh, somebody needs to shut that woman up.
Well, that's
don't need to get no truth out there. My gosh,
yeah. You know, you can tell she makes a living writing too, because that's probably one of the most well written defenses of common sense that I've ever seen.
It's Russian disinformation, I'm afraid. Well. Is that what the Democrats are saying about it?
Probably.
But Maxine Waters.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, what you got?
I would have given anything if that guard would have looked at them and said, "Are you here for the insurrection?"
Interfering with a government action. That's what it is. That's there you go.
Exactly. How in the world does she stay? If she was a Republican, they'd put her in prison and throw away the key by now with all the stuff she's done.
I don't know. She's allowed to call for violence on the streets. I mean, she did. Remember that? When she called for people to go out and find them wherever they are and tell them you're not going to stand for it and then take it to them. And she's basically inciting violence and then, you know.
Well, she still is. I mean, she hasn't changed. There's no repercussion for what she does, because they just won't touch her, and it's. I wish somebody. She's touched all right. She's touched in the head. But,
she is. The woman's not right. I mean, there's literally a massive disconnect in terms of social skills and capabilities, and yet she thinks she's all that. And it's maddening to watch and think about the fact that she gets reelected every year.
I know, and that brings me to the point I was really calling about. You know, that now that we're back in charge again and everything, we got all these people that are basically insane out there. We used to have asylums and institutions to take care of these people, and we've quit doing all that. And anybody who's deemed that can't, either take care of themselves or is a danger to themselves or somebody else, we're going to have to bring back these institutions, because these are for the people that's out on the street now. And we start cleaning up the streets, what are you going to do with them?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's really something. And it's almost as if, too, I tell you, brother, I said it a minute ago, but I feel like suddenly common sense is back in vogue. Have you noticed that? All these nut jobs that have been trying to steer things in a way that you can't say is right, but they were telling us it had to be considered right. whether they be in politics or not. And all of a sudden, we're starting to see that, oh, look, we're allowed to talk about normal things again, and it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still friends with a lot of delusional people. I mean, on my Facebook post this morning, I seen that, don't blame me, I voted for Kamala. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. You can't actually be thinking that yet.
Yeah, blame you for what? Downsizing government,
that's what
right?
I'm trying to figure.
Correcting, you know, yeah. Injustices against women's sports. I mean, it's on and on and on and on. But stopping lawfare, releasing the prisoners.
They must miss the word salad and cackling is the only thing I can figure.
Oh,
that's the only
word.
Things she could do good.
I'm saying, man. All right, you be careful on the road, my brother. Have a safe trip. Have a good weekend. I know that Friday is not necessarily always your Friday. Am I right?
Yeah. I'm off tomorrow, but I got to work Super Bowl Sunday, man. I hate that.
Well, all right. Be careful, and we will talk to you soon.
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, buddy. Yeah, I mean, he nailed it. But and listen, the whole idea of common sense being common again, the fact that we're having to do this, I've got an article here from NPR. Woo! Phil, did you go to NPR? I did. I'll go these places to get the information so you don't have to. NPR, this is a 2020. This is where we've been, all right? This is where we've been. And I know y'all know, but in 2023, NPR is doing stories like this one. These states are narrowly defining who's a female and a male in law. Narrowly defining. It's as narrow as it can be. It's two. Male, female. That's all there is. It's just two. It's about as many as you can get, period. In fact, it's also as few as you can get and still be considered more than a one. It's two. That's it. So lawmakers, according to an article from May of 2023, lawmakers in Montana, Tennessee, and Kansas have voted in past weeks to narrowly define who's a female and who's a male in state law, using terms like gametes and ova and sex chromosomes and genitalia and immutable biological sex, as if those are somehow slanderous words. The bills in Montana and Tennessee have passed the legislature headed to the governor's desk. The Kansas bill, called the Women's Bill of Rights, was vetoed by Laura Kelly, the Democrat governor. But the Republican legislature overrode her. I will say this. I am really glad that we're seeing this bill finally pass the Alabama legislature. They should have passed it last year. There's no excuse. And the fact that we've got Montana, Tennessee, and Kansas beating us, and we're red state Alabama, anyway, they got it done. But NPR writes this article just 2 years ago, less than 2 years ago, as if somehow or another this was a harmful thing, that we were quote-unquote, narrowly defining what is a female and a male. When there's only one definition, that's as narrow as it gets. But see, here's the thing. Democrats love to live in the gray. They do. When things are black and white, when the left and right limits have been, you know, clearly defined, then people know what to expect. But when you make everything gray and live your own truth, operating in the gray zone is a whole lot harder. It creates confusion. It creates uncertainty. It creates an anything-goes mentality because, well, if you can have your acronym, I can have my acronym. Well, you can have that acronym, I'll combine it with your acronym, and then we'll have more acronyms. How many genders are there? 72. I tell you what, during the next break, I'll see if I can find it, the world's longest version of the LGBTQ2IA+ acronym. I'll see if I can find that because it's absolutely asinine, but it's where we've been over the last 4 years. And so here we are. I've got a story here from U.S. News and World Report. It just came out, and it points out that some states are trying to make sex binary. What? It is binary. How are we in a place where U.S. News and World Report will run an article questioning whether or not this is real? I just, you know what, though? Here's the thing. I am seeing a restoration of common sense. I absolutely am. I am seeing a restoration of common sense. I'm seeing that, like right now, Nebraska has its legislation. Nebraska, January 11th, this about less than a month ago, Nebraska lawmakers passing legislation, the Stand With Women Act, that was designed to do exactly what we're talking about with the Alabama bill. You've got a piece here I pulled from New Hampshire doing the exact same thing. You've got a piece here I pulled out from ABC News talking about President Trump doing the same thing. Y'all, the fact that we're having to pass this into law is maddening. But the fact that we're getting it passed into law is a clear indication that common sense is on the return. This common sense is becoming common again. And I'll tell you what, if you want to see something spectacular, you ought to go to the whitehouse.gov and pull down a copy of the actual executive order signed by the president that mandates that there will only be in any U.S. institution the reference to gender as one thing, male and female, as assigned, not even assigned, but as birthed, period. And it talks about all the details of what that means, whether it be in prisons, in sports, in housing and urban development, all of it. Common sense is becoming common again. All right, let's take a break, JP. We'll come right back. I'll see if I can find that acronym. If I can't, we'll get it sometime soon. But y'all, it's something else. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, giving you all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. Let me go to the phone real quick. Is that Brian from Huntsville again? Brian, what are you doing, buddy?
Well, actually answering one of your questions, or one of your statements about binary,
right,
and why it is so correct, because okay, that's how the unicorns became extinct, from what I understand. Noah's Ark, two unicorns boarded, one was male, and one identified as female.
Okay.
Have a good day.
We need a womp 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 for that one. Oh, thank you, Brian. Hey, listen, I found that super long version of the LGBTQ acronym, and I'm going to read it to you. And I'm reading this off of a source online. You ready? The longest version right now known of the LGBT whatever acronym is this. I'm going to try and do it right. LGBTQQIAAAPPP2SNBGVGQGNC+. That stands for, you ready for it? I got a list. Lesbian, gay, gender, queer, bisexual, bigender, demisexual, transgender, transsexual, queer, questioning, unsure, intersex, ally, asexual, aromantic, agender, pansexual, panromantic, polyamorous, two-spirit, non-binary, or could be number-based, whatever, gender variant, gender queer, gender non-conforming, and it keeps on going, and then it puts a plus on the end just in case there's more. Oh, my gosh. I kid you not. I mean, listen.
I love the plus at the end. It's like, yeah, well, there could be more.
It's just a case.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nothing wrong with that. It's just maddening. It's just, it's unreal. But you know what, though? At the same time, I look at it and go, wow. Pray for them. Pray for them a lot. And let's pray that this common sense that's restored actually creates sort of, I'd call it like a seeing things clearly. You know what I'm saying? Let it be the year of seeing things clearly. Like when the scales are dropped from people's eyes. Like when the fog is lifted. When people look at things and go, oh, wow, why have I been thinking that way? I am praying for clarity of vision and clarity of purpose this year. And I would extend that to those who have been locked into this gender ideology trap. It's really like a cult. It's amazing. Hey, John from Huntsville got the grades in. He says Jeff from Indiana gets an A+ for his fantastic phone call. Phil gets an A+ for his awesome performance. Means today's winner is obviously the magnificent JP. Oh, the magnificent JP. With an A++ for his outstanding on sports segment. Congratulations. I'll be texting you off the bench tomorrow morning.
See you there.
All right. Sweet. Pete from Decatur says, we have got to quit using the word gender and sex interchangeably. Gender is a made-up term to account for whatever someone wants to say they are. Sex is a scientific or biological term and is a term we should be using to describe a man or a woman. In other words, there are two sexes. Okay, Pete, I think gender is a real word. It's just that gender is not fluid. How about that? Ron from Huntsville says, quick question. Why can't some of the Trump common sense executive orders be codified? Well, they can be. And there are things happening right now. In fact, Alabama's Tommy Tuberville has a Save Women Sports Act that takes what Trump did in his executive order and codifies it into legislation. And there's quite a few things like that right now. I really do believe that we're going to see some of these things get codified. And that's important. You're right. Mike from Coxey, Alabama says, we always wondered why the mainstream media was so obsessed with supporting the Democrats and the left. Musk and Doge has now shown us that they were getting paid pretty well for their allegiance. Yes. And I think it's, by the way, I think it's the scandal of the century. I think it's a story that's still unfolding. And I think it's going to be something that's really telling when we start getting down to brass tacks and we can see not just the groups, but the actual personals' names attached to some of those checks.
By the way.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a single like Republican thing funded by USAID.
Funny how that works.
I see a common theme in what they've been funding.
It's all been progressive agenda items, the wish list. It's and we even found out today that it appears that BLM got funded by USAID while they were burning down city blocks.
It's not shocking at all. And I think the impeachment one, the connection to that might be one of the bigger scandals of our generation.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Yeah. We got a brand new texter, Paul from Athens, Alabama. And then Mike from Coxey says, Colonel, you read two of my texts today. I feel validated. That makes three. get a couple more in. Gary from Decatur says, never mess with a Navy corpsman. Your shot record can be lost suddenly. Oh, yeah, and then you got to start over again. That's bad. I saw we have a brand new texter in the line who signed up for the newsletter. Appreciate you. Tell us who you are and where you're from. We'll get you in the system so you can text in anytime. Oh, I got some down here I didn't get earlier. Oh, my gosh, I must have missed a bunch. Look at all these. Dana from Athens says, most current Democrats in Congress have already procreated because they're older than dirt. That is true. It's also somewhat unfortunate, but we'll hope that the next generation picks it up and runs with it a little better. Randy from Madison says, so the Tesla folks are putting anti-Elon stickers on their cars now. It's poetic justice. All right, you guys. Have an amazing weekend. I hope you do. We look forward to seeing you on Monday. Do not forget, you guys, there are more of us than there are of them. God is still very much on his throne. Y'all stay in the fight. We'll see you Monday.